Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Wow, you know, wine, she's been around a long time.
Yes, indeed.
But if you kind of want to look at maybe some of the inertia or the early cradles of the whole wine culture, looking at the Mediterranean islands, in particular, potentially Sicily and Corsica, might not be a bad place to start.
Yeah, for sure. It's been going on for millennia.
Yes.
So, and it's still going on. And what's happened is they've really updated their winemaking, and they're trying to move into international markets, which I think is really great because there's some interesting stuff. Here's a wine from Corsica that I tried. It's called Terra Santa, which means sacred soil. It's simply Terra Santa white wine, 2022, $10.
Wow.
And it's made from 60% Vermentino, 40% Chardonnay. Very interesting, up-to-date blend.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. The wine is very enjoyable and very unique. The aroma, for starters, it's pink grapefruit and sweet lemon, and it's all very, very floral.
That's the Vermentino.
I would think so. And the wine is remarkably soft despite its brisk acidity. The texture is big and round, and the fruit is very forward and tasty. There's a lot of sweet lemon with notes of honey, with a bit of ginger floating over it. The whole effect is pretty unique. I think it's just wonderful. I can't think of any other white wine like it.
Wow.
So it's very unique.
$10.
$10. Let's hop over to Sicily, and in the region around Mount Etna, we have a winery called Lunagaia, and they have a full line of wines. I tried a couple of their reds, which I really enjoyed. The first is their Nero d'Avola, which is probably the most popular grape on Sicily. I couldn't find a vintage on the bottle, so I'm assuming it's either printer's error or it's non-vintage.
Right.
But this is a hearty, somewhat rustic red. It's medium-bodied with very ripe fruit. The aroma recalls buttered biscuits with strawberry jam and a bit of bitter cassis in it. The wine has a ton of fruit, and it's all very ripe, and the flavor will then become a little bit on the sweet side.
Uh-huh.
The flavors are things like candy apple, sour cherry, and a bit of green apple sourness in the finish.
Okay.
So it has some counterbalancing things to it. There's no tannins to speak of, and I tried this wine. I was having some steak. Didn't work at all. But it would work brilliantly with a soft cheese, maybe like a gorgonzola, something like that.
Okay.
You need the tannin to go with the meat.
Yeah, I agree.
And it has a running mate, a wine from Lunagaia called Nerello Mescalese. This is from 2018, $15, and the Nerello Mescalese is my wine of the week. This is a very nice full-bodied red with an abundance of fruit. It reminds me of a nice entry-level Zin. And like Zin, it has a nose of wild blackberries and bramble. And the wine is graceful and eager to please. The first thing that jumps out is these ripe berries with a pleasant lashing of tannin. So it's a very, the nose and flavors are very consistent together. A very enjoyable, informal wine, and I think it's great for everyday dinners, maybe even Saturday night roast or something.
Wow.
So there's some happening things in the Mediterranean, where there's always been happening things. I'm glad to hear about it. We're going to put all these choices on the website so you can look them up and maybe go shopping.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.